Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Look at AK doing it as well.
He's in the woo-woo-woo.
What's going on, boys?
All is good. All is good.
Yeah.
Heard you guys do your draft. I heard part of the draft.
Okay.
I didn't hear all the draft, but it's right up my alley.
Yeah. I figure you guys would both like this. And, John, you know how this works. Either you're going to say you guys are idiots.
All right. Let me see who you picked.
Okay. So we did Best Picture. Oscars, obviously, this weekend.
Right.
So we're pay all-time list, anybody who's won Best Picture, and then we're ranking it 1 through 12. AK had the first pick.
Yep. Can I guess what he picked? I didn't hear any of it.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Yep. Godfather number
Godfather
one.
Godfather has to be number one.
Yeah. Number one.
Best movie ever made.
Okay, so I don't know if this one fell to you, or I just kind of assumed that that's it, but I shouldn't have assumed that. Took Godfather with his first pick.
Yeah.
Yep. When it looped all the way back around, he took Godfather 2.
Oh, no, my God. What is wrong with the three of you?
I was stunned.
That's insane.
I was stunned that it came back to me.
That's what? Like that getting Shaq in the first round, and when it comes back around, you get Kobe.
Yeah, that absolutely wins the draft.
I was stunned.
Yeah.
I
was not expecting that.
Godfather 1 and 2.
What were the three picks before Godfather Part 2?
No, I'll tell you. More than three.
Yeah, it's actually, that would have been the eighth pick.
What is wrong?
Like this is, I've told
yeah,
you, John.
That's crazy.
John, it's one of two things. You're either all idiots or maybe
no,
you're not.
No, Andy's,
this
no,
one
no.
Is
Andy's
idiots.
Not an idiot.
No, no, no.
You're
saying
an
all
idiot.
Idiots. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so Godfather goes one.
Yeah.
Cody comes in with Titanic.
Titanic is a
legendary
solid movie.
Solid pick,
yeah.
Not better than Godfather Part 2.
With the number two pick.
Okay.
They're already not going to like my number one pick.
Even though it's a great movie, what you're about to say, they're not going to like it as a pick.
Okay. More current, I went Parasite.
I like Parasite.
Maybe I was a little more strategic
but
on this
because I
thought
it's,
Emily
it's
might
you,
take it.
I think it's a little
You
arty.
Are a moron.
Well, Parasite's a great movie.
It is not a great movie.
Wait a minute.
Parasite is really good.
Have you seen Parasite?
I have seen it.
Parasite's
I,
really, really
good. I almost walked out of it.
Oh, come on.
No
way.
Well, I mean, it's a movie against the rich, so Ireland clearly.
Oh, that's
this
right.
is outside its wheelhouse.
It's an anti-rich movie.
Like attacking my people.
Okay, Parasite goes next.
Parasite,
it's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Wait, you say Parasite, Godfather Part 2, and you have those on equal footing.
No, what I thought Godfather was just gone.
Okay.
For some reason, I just assumed
you forgot
like
the Godfather 2 had won Best Picture. Or
no,
did you know?
For some reason, I just thought the series was.
There are some
like,
people say that believe Part 2 is even better than the original.
I like the original, but
I like
some
the original
people
more.
Like
I like the original more. Then goes Silence of the Lambs.
Great.
I love that
Great
movie.
Pick.
That's at four.
Who took that?
Emily.
Emily.
Right. Good pick.
Emily's
good pick.
Redeemed herself. You and what? Who did Cody take?
Titanic.
He took Titanic.
Titanic.
Right. No, Titanic.
A, Titanic. Titanic.
That's a safe pick.
One of the
Titanic's
highest
fun.
Grossing movies
right.
of all time.
Okay. Then Emily got with her number five pick
oh, boy.
Overall.
Did
her
she go
second
real arty?
Pick.
Arty?
She went Sound of Music.
Well, I love that. I can sing every song from the Sound of Music.
Well, she said you're going to love her list because of Sound of Music.
Yeah, I love Sound of Music, but it's not better than Godfather Part 2.
The Hills were never alive for me when I watched
yeah.
that movie.
Okay, I got my second pick. I went Gladiator with my second pick.
Can't go wrong with Gladiator.
I'm a fan. If nobody else likes it, that's one
no,
of my favorite movies of all time.
I think that's a great, solid movie.
Cody comes back with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I've never been a big Forrest Gump guy, but people absolutely
He's going
love the
for
movie.
Just highest gross. I think he was just basically
Titanic and Forrest Gump is pretty strong.
That's pretty strong right there. And then Godfather 2 came with
honestly, I was so surprised.
How many picks do you have after that?
One more.
He's got
Wait,
one more.
What else did you get?
He went No Country for Old Men.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's
I love
it's
that
good.
Old
you
movie.
Probably could have done better, but
Friendo.
That's good.
Yeah. I love
it's
that movie.
It was over the minute they gave you Godfather Part 2.
Yeah.
So Godfather,
that's why I felt safe going like, okay, what movie do I truly love?
Yeah.
Because I've wrapped this thing.
Yeah, right. You've got it locked.
Yes.
So he goes Godfather, Godfather 2, No Country for Old Men. Cody, Titanic, Forrest Gump, and Rocky with his third pick.
Yeah, I mean, those are really strong
he's Cody's,
picks.
Cody's right in the middle of the fairway.
Way to go, bruh.
Cody, they're starting to lean towards
My guy.
You.
We're leaning in.
I finish with, I go Parasite, Gladiator, Schindler's List as my final.
Oh, dear sure. God, are you just trying to depress
well,
everyone?
Well, no, Schindler's List, I mean, if the idea is great, great
this
pictures,
was,
that is a great,
this was
great,
my
it
take.
Is a great picture.
Schindler's List is obviously a phenomenal movie. this exercise feels too frivolous to include Schindler's List.
You know what? You're
ways.
Right. You're right.
It felt inappropriate.
Absolutely true.
And yeah. Emily closed it off. Last pick, Casablanca.
Great movie.
Good, can't go wrong with
very
that.
Very solid.
You know how many times they say...
I have Andy way up here,
yep.
Emily second, Cody's third,
yeah.
And Slee, you're so far in the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, no. I've actually got Cody second. Cody went with
Cody
the
second?
Most mainstream yeah. movies.
Let's go, bro.
Let's go,
I'm in the playing tournament. Don't yeah, say no. I didn't make the playing
no,
tournament.
No, you didn't.
Listen, everyone makes the playing
first
tournament.
Overall.
Two road
no,
games.
No,
two road games to advance.
There are a handful of teams that don't make the playing tournament, and you're one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you, Mace.
You're the Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons.
This right here.
Mm. Oh.
This is a executive member.
Costco
By the way,
card.
I don't know why I'm an executive member. I still don't understand why, but I
think
am.
Everyone is.
Okay, yeah. So I don't think there's any special.
It is a fact. I swear to God,
yeah.
I've never been in a Costco
okay, so,
ever because I'm not a member and I don't know how to apply. I think you need to be invited by yeah. somebody to be sponsored.
It's not a country club.
It's like
but,
getting
yeah.
into a country club, I
yeah.
think.
Can we go to a Costco one of these days?
What, you and me?
Yeah, because I have
on
to
On your card?
Yeah, on my card. Well, technically, I just get you in. If you're going to buy something, you still have to use your own credit card.
Oh, no, I mean, I'll
yeah,
use
I don't want you.
Card.
Yeah, I don't want you just,
stocking
up for the month.
I just want to get through the doors and eat all the free samples.
So,
because I hear there are free samples everywhere.
There are free samples. There are, I guess, maybe on the weekends more. Michelle texted me. She's like, hey, can you stop by Costco? Now, there's not really much that I need to get from there.
Right.
You still have never walked into
never,
a Costco.
Never, because I can't.
Do you have a membership there?
Yep.
Okay. Can we just go one of these days?
I would love to go. I've heard so much, and my mom and not stepdad Leo have got like a gigantic oregano that I'm going to inherit someday. I would love to go to a Costco with
okay,
you, Slee.
Here are the only things that, if you're a family of nine, it makes a lot of sense
yeah,
to go there.
Yeah, right.
If you're not, doesn't make as much sense, but we were talking about it. If you want, the only things you could really buy, John, that are, it makes sense, get protein from there.
Right.
Good. Good to go. You don't have to worry about getting too much bulk.
Yep.
Get eggs from there.
Right.
Was it you or Yates that said wine?
It was Clinton.
Okay, Clinton was saying wine
yep.
is so cheap there.
Okay.
And it's good wine. You get wine, beer, alcohol, your stuff.
Yep.
So there's certain things that we can go
can
for.
Can I get a gallon of Cholula?
You can get a gallon of anything.
You get two Cholula bottles. They come together.
Oh, it's like a two-pack.
It's a two-pack.
Of Cholula.
Everything is basically a two-pack. If you go get milk there, you're walking away with...
I put Cholula on most things.
It's good stuff.
Cholula's my favorite hot
Cholula's
sauce.
Cholula's my favorite hot sauce. I mean, you can take yeah. your Sriracha. I want
Behind
Cholula.
You.
Sriracha's a very specific taste.
Is Tapatio's good?
I'll go Tapatio
Cholula. Is good.
I'll go Cholula over that.
Yeah, but
hey,
I would go Cholula.
Breaking news.
What do we got?
Briones had his baby.
Hey, well, that's,
yeah,
that's
that
not
was,
breaking.
It's not breaking.
So why did he send this picture?
It was like Friday, I think.
Yeah, it's breaking news for you what the baby looks like.
Right. Oh, this, right. So this is the first time we've seen the picture?
Yeah. Yes.
Baby's actually it's 6 months old.
Yeah. Play the breaking news sounder.
Born March 1st. What's that? Seven days ago?
Yeah.
There you go.
It was
Ladies
Friday.
And gentlemen, Gael has entered the world.
That's
so
has
funny.
A face.
And he's sending this out now.
Well, he's sending out baby
just to,
pictures
just
now.
To me and you.
Oh, really? Just to me and you?
Yeah. I don't know what Jorge, this kid was born a week ago.
Yeah.
Party's
ago.
Over.
A week ago.
I know the party's not over.
We're not giving you squat. You didn't let us know on the day she was born.
On
you're
the,
getting
you say,
nothing
send
from
that
me.
Back. Send that back as a text.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
It's too late.
On the Instagram, I see like Maite holding Gael
yeah.
and like reading to Gael and very, very sweet.
No,
yeah.
It's very, very
but
cute.
Technically not breaking news. Breaking news for John, but not.
Yes. And since he waited a week, he'll get nothing from me.
Nothing. No gifts.
Yeah.
John, you were brought up yesterday on Spectrum with Worthy. I don't know if you heard what Worthy said.
No,
what
did he say?
Worthy was basically saying, some of the effect he was listening to you and Michael, and that you guys kept saying, make De'Aaron Fox go right.
Maybe 30 times.
And De'Aaron Fox kept going left, and that the Lakers would have no. It was just kind of funny to hear him say it. He's like, I don't know how many times I heard them say, make him go right, but he
honestly,
kept going
it
left.
Would make more sense to me if it turned out that all the Lakers just mixed up Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox, and they were making the wrong guy go left and the wrong guy go
right.
Right.
At least that would give us an explanation.
Exactly.
A little bit of an
for
explanation.
For what we saw last night.
Yeah, what was kind of some of your takeaways? I know it was such a roller coaster of a game. You're up 19, and before you know it, they're down 15 by halftime.
Yeah. Well, let me preface it by saying this. Everyone who's ever taught me about the game says, be very, very careful not to make too big of a deal about one game. One game is having said that. in my opinion, worst loss, worst, most disappointing.
So what Emily
most
said,
it was a very costly,
deflating, yeah.
very costly
with,
loss
with what was on the table. I don't
and
want
it's
to be
almost
overly,
like they went to sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to be overly dramatic here because again, it was one game. They can.
I
dig
know where you're going.
Out of the hole,
but it's you got to think of it though, John, as a playoff game.
100%.
The opportunity costs were massive.
To me, there were people that played in that game last night that just punched their ticket out of here.
Whoa!
That's how bad it was.
Whoa!
It was almost to the point of indescribable. At one point, Michael said, I said to Michael, I would pull a Phil Jackson or a Greg Popovich when those guys when they got mad.
Take those guys out.
Hockey substitutions. Take all five of them out at once.
Line change. Hmm.
And he never did it. Darvin never did it. But those guys just stopped playing.
Well, there'll be people wondering, you said players who punched their way out of town. There'll be people wondering if Darvin coached his way out of town.
Well, I didn't say players.
People,
I know you. I know
have
you,
been wondering that,
I know
by the
you,
way, since
I know
the
you
start
didn't.
Of the season.
I'm
yeah.
saying mm-hmm. that
no,
is
John goal. Didn't say it.
I know you didn't say it. I want to make sure it's clarified. You did not say that, John. But I know...
No, I'm.
There were a
Andy,
lot
I'm,
of people.
I'm actually agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying that I'm not limiting this loss to just the players.
Okay. Okay.
I think that that loss was incredibly discouraging.
Because there were no adjustments made either.
No timeouts called. I mean, there was no.
No.
I mean,
what was just, it?
They never made De'Aaron Fox go right.
Wasn't it
they
like a
never...
50-22 run at some
okay,
point?
Listen. They go on a 10-0 run to close out the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they outscore the Lakers in the second quarter 44-20. So it was 54-20 over a course of 14 minutes.
That's just a joke.
And I think what you said, John, and doing the pregame show with Michael, there was this hype around the game. Like, hey, this is...
And they came out like they were ready.
Yeah, chance to get within a half of the seven.
This is one of the big ones.
At one point, the score of that game was Lakers 30, Kings 11.
That's right. D'Lo hits the three.
And after that, they just stopped playing. And I don't know why.
Rui said afterwards they relaxed. He just flat
he's
out
right.
said it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he's one of the few guys that I think did.
He was great.
They accomplished what they needed to in the first 10 minutes. I mean, what else you want?
No, they had a great 10. By the way, it's kind of the reverse of the way the season's been. Normally they dig a hole and then climb out of it. Last night they put Sacramento in a hole and Sacramento got out of
it. That's a good way to put it. It was discouraging. Like anybody walking away from that game, they're now back at 10th. The tiebreaker with the Sacramento Kings, that's done.
Yeah,
right?
Done.
Sacramento's 3-0 against them. We hit a little bit on it. Is it odd too that the Anthony Davis did not have a game and just clearly Sabonis was fantastic. Jokic, I get it. Jokic on Saturday, he's always going to be fantastic. But AD, just put up your averages, right? And I think that's what you needed from at the absolute worst, just put up what you average every single game. It's two games, game against Denver, and then yesterday as well against Sacramento Kings. He's well below
now,
his play.
I heard you say, was it ever verified that Anthony Davis is 0-9 against DeMontis Sabonis?
I was on a Sacramento radio station yesterday, and they said that Sabonis is 8-0 since joining the Kings against Anthony
Davis.
So now
9-0.
But that's they said that. I haven't
I mean, I can
it.
Tell you this. The last several games, regardless of who won, or I don't remember if AD played in all of them or whatever, but Sabonis has absolutely had his way with the Lakers, and if you want to think of it as head-to-head against Anthony Davis, for the most part, Sabonis has way outperformed him.
That's not exactly true. In the first game this year, the overtime win, Sabonis did not play well, and Anthony Davis did. In the second game, and again last night, Sabonis dominated him. In the first game, it was De'Aaron Fox had like 37 points. And by the way, if we play that team in the playoffs... We don't have anybody who can guard De'Aaron Fox.
It's a problem.
You know, if you get that matchup, it's going to be all about matchups. You get that matchup, Sacramento's going to beat the Lakers.
Well,
Andy,
I don't know if you agree with this, but it was the only time I thought recently. I mean, Jared Vanderbilt's a good player.
Mm-hmm. They so miss Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
But last night, they desperately missed him.
I think if you go back and look at this season, like, you know, after it's done, you start thinking about the things that didn't go well, went well, whatever. Jared Vanderbilt's absence, I think, has been one of the biggest stories of this season, because not having him to start the season led to rotation decisions Darvin made that I don't think were necessarily good ones. They miss. He's a really singular player on this
team. Right.
He's
their second best defensive player.
And one of the only guys who can, if another guy is lighting you up, he can lock
him
down.
They miss his rebounding. They miss his energy. Like, he's physical. Like, they miss him a lot.
Mace, more importantly.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of hookups in Los Angeles.
Oh, a ton.
If you ever want to go to Costco,
you're the guy.
You come with me.
You're the guy.
I got you.
I'm in.
You're taken care of.
I'm in.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Thank you to AK. Mason Ireland coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Was so mad at us. He was trying to say focus, if they just focus, but with his accent, it sounded like he was saying the F word.
Yes.
And we could not stop laughing at him, and his blood was just
boiling. Oh, yeah. God, that was so damn funny.
Oh, God.
And Michael Thompson actually said the real word.
Yeah, Michael just leaned into it and just said.
Did you just say blankus?
Blankus. He just said it. No, it's focus. Focus. So, Ireland.
Am I... All right, again, I'm going to say this a lot today. I'm trying really hard not to make a big deal out of one game.
Mm-hmm.
But that was ridiculous.
Yep.
It was a playoff-like atmosphere.
Yep.
They come out of the gate, they go up 30-11, and they stop playing.
Yep.
No defense. Mace.
They completely went to sleep.
It was, I, you know me, I'm never at a loss for words.
Right.
Points in the paint.
Ugh.
Okay.
Yep.
Lakers 50. That's pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
It's not bad.
Yep.
Half your points in the paint. That's good. Kings.
Yep.
76.
Ugh. Tell me about the rebounds.
Well, I don't think those were as bad.
That's 55-38.
46-34. But their rebounding's been terrible lately. But the defense, there was no defense.
Yep.
They're offensively, LeBron and AD had to do everything. And when AD got into foul trouble, Rui kind of bailed him out by having a big
offensive game. Rui had a really good
game,
yeah.
But I shouldn't have to say this because all the Lakers know it. The coaches know it. The players know it. But this is the Los Angeles Lakers. 10th place is not okay. And if you guys don't want to be here, Rob's proven he'll cut bait.
Sure.
I mean, he'll cut ties. And that was abominable. It was the worst loss of the season for me.
Yeah.
For me. I don't know what you think.
It was terrible. I mean, the run, because the problem was, they had such a big lead that you felt like, all right, they're
like
coasting.
Rui said, they relaxed.
They picked up right where they left off with OKC, and all of a sudden it is a collapse, or as you would say, a collapse. Now, you said cut ties with people. Let me just say, I think last night sealed the deal. Darvin Ham will not be here next year.
I think that's premature, and I'll tell you why. He still has 18 games to dig out of it. He still hasn't. But did you see to your point.
Yes.
Did you see anything last night that would indicate that's what's going to happen? That they're going to dig their way out of that 10th spot?
No. They feel like the 10 seed to me. They feel like the legit. And by the way, schedule-wise, it feels like that's where they're going to wind up. They can't drift out of the 10 because they got a cushion there.
I agree with you.
At worst, they can be the 10. But if that team winds up the 10 and gets two road games against the teams that are 7, 8, 9, there is no way they're even getting into the playoffs.
And shouldn't have to point that out.
Right.
That was obvious. They win that game last night. They're a half game behind Sacramento.
Yes.
Now they're two, and they've blown the tiebreaker, and they got to play them next week. By the way, Mace, tomorrow night, Milwaukee, best defense in the NBA since the All-Star break. Now, they got boat raced.
Yeah.
Milwaukee did. So maybe the Lakers show up tomorrow night. Maybe they play like they did against Oklahoma City and dig themselves out.
Sunday,
of
no Karl Anthony Towns now.
Right, so that's a break.
Yep.
And then next Wednesday, we got to go play these Sacramento Kings at their place.
And they got our number.
It's...
Now, Look, at some point you say, it does come down to our guys playing for their coach. And last night, they were not playing for Darvin Ham.
Or how about playing for yourself?
Well, playing for yourself. But honestly, you need somebody who can at least make some adjustment at some point when they're steamrolling you. I mean, do something different. They're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. The hole got deeper and deeper and deeper.
And it was...
I'm finally on the bandwagon with all the fans. And there's so many fans who are like, I'm done with Darvin.
We should take calls today. I know that Greg will hate it, but we should take calls today.
I don't hate anything.
You hate us.
No, I love you guys.
Yeah.
I do. Ireland and I fight a lot, but I love you.
You hated me on Tuesday.
The day you dressed him down.
You hated me.
Yeah, the day you dressed me down.
No, you hated me.
This is the new thing. I'm the sheriff. I'm going to dress everybody down.
Absolutely not.
Greg, we've been venting. What did you think?
I thought it was absolute disgrace. And this is what happens plenty of times against some of these higher teams. When it gets to guys that have bigs that are physical with Anthony Davis and just in the middle there, they tend to do very well against them. Domantas Sabonis owns Anthony Davis. Jusic Nurkic, whatever you say it right now.
Jusic Nurkic
owns Anthony Davis. Anybody that has a big physical big owns Anthony Davis and this team. The team with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, as great as those two are, should not be in the 10 seed, and these things should not be happening.
Well, let me stick up for AD a little bit. The whole Laker defense is built around AD as the rim protector.
Yes.
And he was out a lot last night because he had four fouls early.
Because of the physicality from Sabonis.
He ended up playing 34 minutes, which is about his average.
Yeah.
So he kind of came back into it. He finished with 14 points and 11 rebounds.
Not good enough.
But here's where I think, Greg, you're making a little bit of a missed connection. You see Sabonis' numbers.
Yeah.
And you see Anthony Davis' numbers. You guys watched the game.
Yeah.
You saw De'Aaron Fox break down whoever was guarding him. It didn't matter.
Right.
Malik Monk breaking down. And so what happens is when those quick guards get to the rim or get into the paint, Fox had 46 points.
Right. And by the way, Sabonis, how many assists did he have?
A bunch.
He had a triple-double, so he had a bunch of assists, too.
He had 16 points, 20 rebounds, and 12 assists, Sabonis.
So pretty dominant line.
Fox, I gave him two more points than he had. He had 44. 44 points for De'Aaron Fox. So, Greg, every time De'Aaron Fox gets into the paint, which was last night pretty much wherever he wanted to,
he has to make a decision.
Anthony Davis has to slide over and help. And then he just shovels the ball to Sabonis, and Sabonis gets a dunk. That's not all on AD. That means he did his job. He slid over to cut off Fox, and then he did. And then after a while, they stopped cutting off Fox.
Right.
When AD went out of the game, nobody helped. And it was just an incredibly discouraging loss. And then LeBron goes out with a bad ankle.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow.
Goes out with an ankle, but it was late in the game, and it wasn't. I mean, hopefully it's something he's dealing with game in, game out. He said, you know, some days he didn't feel anything against OKC. Last night he felt it towards the end of the game. And with the game out of sight, you know, why expend minutes there? But I just think as a Lakers fan, I was incredibly discouraged by what I saw last night, given the fact that they could have been a half game within the 7. And now they're the 10.
And think about how well they've been playing lately.
Yeah.
They were 10-4 in their last 14 games coming into that. They had just come off a game where they beat up OKC, who at the time was the number one seed in the West, and that game really wasn't close. then you jump on Sacramento and go up 30-11 and you quit playing.
Right.
I wish Darvin would have done the Phil Jackson thing and taken all five of those dudes out, including LeBron and AD, just to send him a message to say, guys, you got to wake up. This is, in essence, a playoff game.
Right.
And you're not competing.
Yeah.
And then LeBron and AD have been great. You know, everybody rips them in previous years for not playing enough games.
They can only do so much. Right. They've been out there a lot this year.
That's what I was just going to say.
I mean, at some point, the supporting cast has got to rise up and play with some fire.
Other guys have got to play. And by the way, they're not going to be the ones who won't be here next year.
Right. Oh, no.
LeBron and
those guys are coming back.
LeBron and AD have earned their money.
Yeah.
It's everybody. And Rui played great last night.
Rui was excellent.
I'll say that, too.
Rui was excellent.
But if you're
LeBron
not,
doesn't, right?
What's that?
He doesn't have to come back.
Well, it's up to him.
But
yeah.
It's like the indications are the smoke says he's likely to be back.
I mean, if it keeps going on like this and they keep Ham and they keep what's going on.
Nah, I think he wants to be in LA.
He has his choice.
Remember this, though. Rob says, if we take Rob at his word, he says that all decisions he makes is a partnership with LeBron and AD.
Right.
Which means he's consulting them. So they're in on this stuff. But because they've been playing so well lately, and because they were coming off of that win over Oklahoma City, I thought they were moving this direction.
Yeah.
Up the standings.
Right.
Now they're in 10th. Every team in front of them, Golden State beat them late recently. Sacramento beat them recently. Phoenix beat them recently.
Yep.
Dallas beat them not too long ago. I've been saying to our listeners for the past month, because the Lakers have been playing well, I would take the Lakers to win a 7-game series against everybody in the West except Denver. After last night, my confidence on that whole thing is shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them to beat Phoenix in 7. I don't like Phoenix in the 7-game series. I don't like them to beat the Clippers in the 7-game series. I understand they've had a couple of wins against the Clippers this year.
They're 3-1 against the Clippers this year.
But no Paul George in this last one, and LeBron had to pull off a magic act in the fourth quarter.
No Zubats, too.
No Zubats. Oklahoma City, I would feel good about that matchup. Minnesota, I don't know. We're going to see them on Sunday. The point is, if they play like they did last night, they're not beating any of them.
Right. If they play like they did last night, they won't get out of the play-in tournament.
Right, right. And if they're the 10, I don't think they get out of the play-in tournament.
All right. So, Mace, you know the name Woody Hayes.
Of course.
Okay, the longtime Ohio State football coach.
Yes.
Greg, do you know who Woody Hayes is?
Yes.
Okay.
He's on and around the horn. He does all that stuff.
No, you're talking about Woody Page.
That's who I also thought you were
saying. Woody Hayes. You've never heard the name Woody Hayes?
No, Woody Hayes.
No,
Woody Hayes is a very famous college. He's dead, but he's a very famous college football coach. In the 60s and 70s, Ohio State and Michigan was as big of a rivalry as you could have. Woody Hayes was the coach at Ohio State.
Yep.
Bo Schembechler was the coach at Michigan. And Woody Hayes used to have a saying that I've often believed in, and this is what I'm holding on to today because I'm so mad at the way the Lakers played last night. Woody Hayes used to say, nothing cleanses the soul like getting the hell kicked out of you.
Mm.
In other words, if you lay an egg, play terrible, get your ass kicked, that should serve as a wake-up call.
Right.
I am very anxious and very excited to see how the Lakers play tomorrow night against Milwaukee, because that is the number one defense in the NBA since the All-Star break.
Yep.
Giannis is playing. Damian Lillard, who eats the Lakers alive a lot, is playing. And if they don't come out with a fire and intensity, and you always say this, it's not that they lost. It's how they lost.
That's how you lose,
If they come out and play against Milwaukee like they did against Sacramento,
they'll get absolutely boat raced.
The whole season could unravel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm hoping that performance and fans at Crypto leaving in the third quarter and booing them on their own court in the fourth wakes everybody up. And they come out and say, we're not going out like this.
Yeah.
We just got the hell kicked out of us, and we're going to get up, and we are going to fight! Fight! Don't let De'Aaron Fox dribble down the middle over and over and over and over again. What were they thinking? He scored 44 points doing the same move. It was just so frustrating. And hopefully they're as mad as I am.
Yeah.
I think they are. And let's see what happens tomorrow night.
So,
Star effing driven town.
While you were saying that, I was trying to imagine what it would look like if Woody Hayes was on Around the Horn.
Okay, so I got a little mixed up there. I know who Woody Hayes is.
Those guys, Greg, are about the same age. By the way.
Woody Hayes on around, he would punch somebody. Like, do you know how that's how he went out? He punched a Clemson player in a bowl game.
Is that
game.
How it was? That when it
yeah,
was,
that's,
was?
That's when he was done. Punched a Clemson player on the field during a bowl game.
All right,
but see,
done.
He had fight. All right, Johnson, we're going
to
take calls.
By the way, let me before we go to this, I'm not. You can tell I'm like not having it today.
Right,
Doug in Riverside, you guys are amazing. How do you not blame LeBron for anything? He is the supposed leader of this team, but he couldn't lead a horse to water. He's the only star player that never gets blamed for 14 performance. Unbelievable. Doug, you're unbelievable. Go listen to somebody else. Here's LeBron's numbers. 10 of 16 from the field. 31 points. 13 assists. You're going to criticize LeBron for playing on a bad ankle? What are you watching?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
You cannot in any way trace any failures of this team to LeBron James. He has been, I don't know, he's played most games, right? He's maybe missed, how many games do you think he's missed? 8, 9, something like that?
I don't even think it's that many.
Yeah, I mean, he's been out there every game, and he's been their most, I mean, literally
again,
winning
Mace,
games because of him.
36 minutes, 10 of 16 from the field.
Right.
All right? 10 of 10 from the free throw line. 13 assists, 31 points, and Doug in Riverside wants to blame LeBron. You hate LeBron, Doug. This is a you problem. If you've got problems with LeBron, look in the mirror. The guy scored 31 points, had 13 assists, and he's the only guy that was even playing. You're not watching the games. It's just ridiculous.
Well, no, some people go into it with the pre-advanced
the Ramona's thing.
Blame, right. I hate LeBron,
bias.
So no matter what, I'm going to blame everything on LeBron. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls in here next. Plus, John, I can't also throw this in there for a little lightness. There's a movie coming out that was made for you. Made
excellent.
For you. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
What I need right now is some BB Go. BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Bring me some dumplings.
I always feel better after I eat BB Go. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BB Go. Bergman and I live off this stuff. We just throw it in the freezer, throw it in the oven, microwave, whenever you want. They're Korea's number one food brand. They're making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor, available at all grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go. BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, day after a really embarrassing loss last night at Crypto.
Brutal.
For the Lakers. They blow a gigantic lead and get run off the floor by the Sacramento Kings. They could have been a half game out of the 7. Instead, they're the 10 seed. It's teed up for the play-in.
Moving in the wrong direction, Mace.
And everybody's on the phones here. Let's... I honestly... I've resisted this all year long, but I think that's it for Darvin Ham.
Well,
I've seen enough
okay,
of Darvin
do
Ham.
Do you not, though, if we're being fair?
Yeah, being fair.
You don't think they're going to fire him between now and the
oh,
end of the
God,
year?
Oh, God, no.
Okay,
no.
So he does, and I want the Lakers to realize this. I want Laker fans to realize this. They have 18 games left.
Right.
They have a chance to win their way out of this dilemma.
Sure.
And I would think after that performance last night, that they would be mad enough to do it. So we're going to find out
what
everybody's made of right now. Here comes Milwaukee. Here comes Minnesota. We go to Sacramento next Wednesday. Either compete or get out.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, again, I go back to Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich. If guys are getting beat defensively and De'Aaron Fox is blowing right by him and they're not making him go right, take him out.
Yeah.
Bench him. I mean, Phil, I remember I worked one game in Memphis and Phil took all the Grizzlies were running the Lakers up and down the court.
Right.
They're down 20. Phil goes, all five of you out. Takes the whole
line change.
Yeah. Puts five young guys, puts Kareem Rush and Gennaro Pargo and Luke Walton into the game.
Just to make, he's making a point.
They come all the way back and Kobe and Shaq say, hey, or Kobe and Powell, I think on that team, says, hey, put us back in. It's a close game now. And Phil said, sit down.
Yeah.
You didn't get us back in this game. These other guys did.
Right.
And they got him back into the game and the Lakers won. Sometimes you need a little tough love.
Yeah.
And I hope Darvin is going to give it to him if they keep doing what they did last night.
All right. Let's hit the phones. Let's go to Santiago in L.A. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hi, Santiago.
Yeah, I just want to touch base on something you were saying, John. As you know, the Lakers, our fans were very spoiled, right? So any loss, you can't defend home court against Sacramento. Come on, guys. So it unfortunately this gets piled up on LeBron's shoulders. He could play great, but like you said, they got to win their butts off. They just got to win. Just get the W. All this will go away.
All right, okay. You're right, Santiago. Right. They can win their way out of it.
Just a bit, double down on what you it is not LeBron. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he's a lightning rod, and he's all that stuff, and we love to talk about LeBron. We love, but honestly, he, I don't know where they would be without LeBron.
LeBron's going to be all NBA this year.
Yeah. How about Alan in Newport Beach? Alan, hang on one second.
Or that you just hit John in Temple City.
Alan, there you go. Alan in Newport Beach, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we could be better, man.
Alan, we're not happy today. The Lakers laid a big egg last night.
You know what? I changed the channel after the first quarter was over because once they were up by 19 points, and I'm surprised, John, I know you work for Lakers, but I've been watching Lakers for 48 years, since 1978,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen some great coaches, and I'm seeing some crappy coaches. And, I mean, this guy has no moves, and I don't know why they're sticking with him year after year. He craps out.
Okay, well, no, wait a minute, Alan. Hold on, Alan. It's not year after year. This is his second year. In his first year, you would have to give him an A
Western
for
Conference
a grade.
Finals.
He made
it
all the way to the Western Conference Finals. Now, to your point, Alan, the Lakers have a different standard than other teams do. 10th place is not acceptable. Back of the play-in tournament, not acceptable. So these guys need to start winning games. We have 18 games left. Position yourself where you can make a run. And if Darvin makes a deep run again in the playoffs, I'm sure they'll keep him. But what happened last night is the type of game that changes follow.
Absolutely.
So they've got to get it together.
All right. We're going to do stay on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. We're going to keep taking your calls today because it is that kind of day. I wanted to bounce one thing off you, and then we'll do Wheel of Questions next. There is a new movie out. When I say the phrase train wreck, whose name pops into your head?
When you say train wreck?
Train wreck.
Amy Schumer.
Well, that's the movie. No, how about a train wreck woman that you...
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
Do you see what her new movie is called?
No.
It's called Irish Wish.
Well, you know,
it
Maze.
Is literally like Johnny Irish is wishing for a Lindsay Lohan movie.
She is just misunderstood.
Yes, she is. All right. Coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions plus more of your calls. Let me talk to you about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. So, by the way, I've heard from so many people earlier this week. I talked about me kind of going through a low stretch, and I'm pulling through it. I'm going to be fine and all that stuff because I've got great support. But so many people have reached out to me, which is nice. And there is always somebody for you. You've got to find that somebody if you're dealing with any mental health situation, any mental health crisis. And no matter what, the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to help with free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. They've got a 24/7 hotline phone. 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health, all about hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Is my wheel today. I actually put a song with each question on the wheel, and let's see what popped up. Okay. So, there's a...
Banjo?
It's a banjo.
It's a banjo, right?
It's hokey country music. There's a reality show on Fox called Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah, I've seen the promos. I haven't seen the show.
Now, could we do Sports Fan Wants a Wife? In other words, if you are a sports fan and you're looking for a wife, do you want somebody who's into sports, who's not into sports, who follows your team, who roots against your team? What if you're looking for a wife as a sports fan, what do you want?
Well, Bergman, you're not openly looking for a wife, but would entertain the idea.
Quietly, yeah.
Would you prefer a sports fan or somebody that just leaves you to your fandom and you're good?
I think it depends on the type of sports fan they are.
Okay.
If they're like hardcore into it and are going to fight me on everything, that might be a little annoying. But if it's like, I want you to like sports or tolerate them.
Yes.
But I don't need it, but I like going to games with people. I like being able to talk about it.
I always compliment Emily Hebel on this. I think she'd be very fun to date because she's kind of like, in this way, I hope this doesn't come across as sexist. She's like a guy sports fan in the sense that she lives and dies with her teams.
Right.
That's hard to find in a female.
Sure.
But she has that.
Right.
So if you're a sports fan and her team is your team, that's who you want to go to the game with.
Does Allison follow sports, Brian?
Not really.
She's probably like Lisa. Fan. Lisa likes sports,
right,
but could, you know, it's the old line from When Harry Met Sally, when Meg Ryan says to Billy Crystal and Bruno Kirby,
yep,
she goes,
"I'll have what she's having."
No, she says, she says, "I like sports. I really do. I think sports are great.
Yeah.
I just don't care who played second base for Pittsburgh in 1968. And
right,
they both yell, Dick Groat." That's Emily would like know that.
Oh, she would. Yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, Emily would be, she also knows every single movie that's ever been made. She goes to quiz night.
Yeah.
She does all
don't
these.
You think, don't you think
she's got 11 roommates.
Don't you think she'd be very fun to date?
She would be. Yeah. She would be.
But I also am fine if, like, I'm a UCLA fan. Huge. I don't mind dating a USC fan.
You would date a USC fan?
Absolutely. Like, that's just a friendly rivalry. That would be fun to
that would be fun. Okay.
To talk smack back and forth. Like, but if you're a UCLA fan, that's cool too. I think it just depends on the person and how they are with that sports fandom. And if they take it too seriously.
So Juan is crazy about the Rams. We go to every single game. We talk about the Rams all the time.
And that's kind of developed over the past 5 or 6 years.
Yes,
he was,
it has.
When you met him, he's a Broncos fan.
Right? He's still, it's his second team. Broncos are a second team because he grew up, his dad was a season ticket holder for the Broncos, but we're all in on the Rams now. The one that he struggles with is baseball. He says, because it's every night, He says, there are just too many games. Like, I roll, Dodgers again?
Yeah, what Lisa says is, it is so freaking boring compared to all the other stuff you watch. And I'm like, no, it's not. There's a lot of game within the game.
Sure.
And there's a lot of strategery. And she's like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Juan hates Dodger season.
All right. Hey, Bergman, listen to this. This is from Coconut Michael.
Okay.
Hate to admit this, but I am hooked on BB Go spring rolls.
Mm.
My garage freezer is full of them. I know I need to defrost my freezer. One of the reasons you should go to Costco, Mace. BB Go spring rolls on sale for $6.99 for a box of 50.
For a box of 50?
50.
$6.99?
50? And he sent a picture of his freezer with the BB Go spring rolls.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Coconut Michael.
Yeah.
The BB Go people will be happy to hear that you are hooked.
I can't get into Costco.
The only thing I don't like about this is he says, hate to admit this. What are you hating to admit? This is amazing.
Bergman and I openly admit it.
Yeah, right. I fully admit this.
You can openly own that. Just own that. All right. So 2 o'clock all the day we're going to do coming up. In the meantime, can I talk for a second about my betting habits?
Not going so well.
So I'm on Kutt. You can download the app, K-U-T-T, and you can do peer-to-peer social betting. I've had bets out with listeners.
What's your record so far?
So I've made 8 bets. I have missed on 7. I have made 1 correct bet out of 8. I am watching my account drain $10 at a time.
You know what's interesting? In Mythical Money, you do really well.
I know.
And the minute you actually, this is like, you fell into the trap.
Yep.
Whenever we bet Mythical Money, and like all of us last year, I think everybody except maybe Brian or Greg, you got cleaned out at the end, right?
Yeah, but I got cleaned out.
Most of us for most of the year were in the black.
Did pretty well, yeah.
The minute you go to Kutt.
Real money.
An actual real money app, that's why it's so hard. Yeah.
Now, Bergman, you're doing so better on Kutt, right? You lost last night, right?
I lost twice last night, so I'm down $20 from all that. But I made another bet today. Someone gave me a bet. Brett PR747 gave me a bet.
What's your bet?
It is, I have Chicago +8 versus the Warriors.
So I got Chicago 8 plus 8.
I got eight points against the Warriors.
Did you watch the Warriors absolutely dismantle the Milwaukee Bucks last night?
I know, but they just
lost
by like 42.
The final score was 125-90.
Yeah,
and
Giannis played in that game too.
I don't like. Although Chicago has been sneaky good lately.
Yeah. Warriors lost by like 42.
All right, Mace, here's a question for you.
Yes.
If you had to choose between dating these two people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
One is that crazy Charger fan woman who...
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. And she is a Charger fan. You're a Rams fan.
Yes.
Or Kay, who sits behind me in Phoenix and yells, rebound! Hey! Rebound! Which one?
Crazy Charger fan.
Deal, really? The voice would drive you crazy.
The voice would drive me.
Well, plus Kay is older than us.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's like my mom's age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah,
that's
very accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so 2 o'clock call of the daytime. We're just kind of rolling along with calls. Lakers were embarrassing last night. They blew a game that they really needed to win. We said all day yesterday this is an incredibly important must-win game for them. They had a chance to be within a half game of the 7. Instead, they're stuck in the 10. I thought just an all-round terrible night. And I think it's fair to question Darvin Ham, his lack of adjustments after things started going the wrong way last night. And, you know, they've got a very tough schedule the rest of the way. They play all the teams that they've got to pass or all the teams that they're going to see in the put. They've got to put away wins.
As frustrating as that loss was last night and as mad as I am at how it all went down, it's right there in front of them. They can win their way out of it. If they were to win their next 3 games, all this would be over. If they beat Milwaukee, if they beat Minnesota on Sunday, and then they go into Sacramento and avenge the loss from last night, we would all be back on the bandwagon. If they win 3 in a row, you will be.
Well, if they do, I just don't believe they will.
Well, that's fine.
I think they've got 3 in a row in them.
It doesn't matter what we believe. They're going to play the games anyway.
Yeah.
So let's see how they do.
Yeah. All right. Your call's next, 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
All right. Let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. Did you know that it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait? Let me answer that for you. You don't. If you're listening today, start using ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. My buddy Ian Siegel, who invented ZipRecruiter, puts it this way. They don't leave anything to chance. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. They have millions of people in their database that all, and they've got their resumes. So if you need, Mason, you still own movie theaters. You need a new manager for your movie theater. They'll find you somebody that has experience in that specific area. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Go to that exclusive website and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.